Hazy B, you won the toss. Would you like to answer the first question of trivia or pass it off to Jonas?
No, I will be deferring to Jonas Siegel.
Jonas Siegel, question number one in this round of trivia. Which nail grows the fastest?
What? What?
I am so happy I deferred.
Do we know the names of the nails?
Well, like, it's based on a toe. Are you talking toe or finger?
No, your hand. It's like your thumb, whatever.
Okay.
What are you looking at your hands for?
I don't know.
What, do you think one of your nails is longer?
Maybe. Let's go with the ring fingernail.
Wrong. You're fake news. The middle finger is the correct answer.
Why not get to... How does this work?
Like, It's your question
now. Okay, but I don't get to take his question if he gets it wrong? Isn't that usually how we play?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's how we've done it in the past, right? Hayes should have had an opportunity to steal that question.
Right. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
We didn't do that.
Moving on.
That one doesn't count.
Moving on.
Which is the world's second largest country in land area?
Canada.
What kind of joke of a question is that?
What are you talking about?
That's a tough question.
That is easy.
Dude, Jonas, how many countries are in the world? There's five fingers, dude.
You had a 20% chance.
Exactly.
You had a 20% chance. There's hundreds of different countries.
Oh, man.
A quick lead for the kid.
Jonas Siegel, who painted the Mona Lisa? This is a slam dunk.
Van Gogh? Is it Monet?
No, God.
Oh, no, it's Monet.
Do I get to steal? Are we playing that way?
You have the opportunity to steal.
Da Vinci.
Yes, wow. Guy.
There's the old Tat Man coming in hot.
No.
2-0.
It's happening again.
Brian Hayes. How many states are there in the United States of America?
50.
How many hands does he have?
Perfect question for you, Jonas.
Oh, joke.
What did the seven dwarves do for a job?
What?
What were the seven dwarves' job? What was their job?
In Snow White?
It's not your time to talk. Go ahead.
Assisting Snow White?
What a loser.
You're a moron.
Yeah, you're a moron. Play that again.
You're a moron.
AZB.
I got to come up with something.
What are these questions?
Construction?
No. He gets that right. They were miners. The dwarves were miners.
Miners.
That's a thumbs up.
I'll take an L on that.
Oh,
that's fine.
Man.
All right. Hit me. I had no idea they had jobs.
Is this question going to be about Bambi or Little Mermaid?
Brian Hayes, who did Madonna marry?
Well, she's married a lot
married
of different
multiple
people.
Times.
I think she's only married one guy.
No, Guy Ritchie is someone she's definitely married.
I'm like you.
That's a fact. That's correct. She was married to Guy Ritchie. I know that. She never married Rodman.
I think I might know this.
She never married. But Guy Ritchie's a lock. It's 100%. Okay, I don't know. Was it...
How many guesses does he get? That's it.
Well, I'm saying Guy Ritchie. I'm saying Guy Ritchie.
Wrong. This guy's such an idiot here.
Jonas.
Is it Sean Penn?
Having the time of his life.
Look up who she's married to. Look up who Madonna's been married to.
One more quick one. Jonas, what activity other than jumping are kangaroos good at?
What?
That is not the correct answer.
Jumping.
You got to give me something.
Protecting their young in their pouch.
Wrong.
No, Guy.
Can I just point out that Guy Ritchie was married to Madonna from 2000 to 2008? So I get a point there. Like, you can't say who was she married to, and then I say
I
who
think
she's
they
been
get
married
half
to.
A point each because he's right and he was right with the right
but
answer.
But there shouldn't be a counter.
I agree.
Like the grappler, that's like saying
we don't have time here.
Name a baseball team, and I say the Jays. No, we're thinking the Yankees on that one.
Okay,
like that's no, just
something.
I should have
grappler.
Been clearer,
you're out
clearer,
of this,
who
or
did
we
she
get
marry
Al's brother
first.
In there.
Well,
what activity can kangaroos good at other than jumping?
Boxing.
Yes, Guy!
All right. Moving on. We'll recalibrate at 5:30.
Oh, man.
Feel free to say I'm out. Because that might have been a mercy rule.
That was gross.
I think I'm
for
up 5-0.
For a smart guy, you're an idiot.
Yeah. The Athletic should be embarrassed right now.
Exactly.
I'm a little embarrassed.
Yeah, I might have to unsubscribe based on that material right there.
Grappler, do we have an update on this game show? Where we're at as far as points-wise and whose turn it is?
Based off the video review from earlier in the show, Brian, the Captain Hayes, with a commanding 5-0 lead.
5-0?
Why don't we
get
restart?
5, right?
Why don't? Yeah, I didn't get one wrong.
You want to just do that as a trial?
Why don't we restart?
We'll right
yeah,
now.
So I'll throw our boy a bone.
Are they going to be joke questions again?
Dude, I just go by what my script. My
I would prefer you just define them, but okay.
Jonas, I'll give you the first question.
Okay.
Which Italian leader was terribly afraid of the evil eye?
What? Wait, can I have a side note? Can we do like phone a Jeff and just I get to ask you?
Dude,
phone Al's brother.
You can I have no phone idea. Al's brother if you want.
I don't even know what this is referring to.
I can
Which
only
Italian
think of one.
Leader, and he I know he knows this,
no,
is, was afraid of the evil eye.
Silvio Berlusconi?
Come on.
You're a moron.
Yeah. The only one I can think of is Mussolini.
Exactly.
Having
Mussolini.
The time of his life.
The dictator.
Mussolini.
The moose.
The moose.
Good job. I didn't know that.
Mussolini. I'm on the board. All right, hit me.
Which German city is famous for the perfume it produces?
Cologne.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
what this
guy.
What kind of question? I saw you look at the sheet. And pick out the easiest question.
No, dude. No.
This
dude.
Is a fix.
No, Jonas Siegel, who sang the song I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas?
I don't know. Al's brother?
Al's brother, you have a chance to answer this for him.
Frank Sinatra.
Al's brother.
He doesn't want to be implicated in
I
this garbage.
I have no idea.
He doesn't know.
Is it Frank Sinatra?
Michael no.
Wrong.
Brian Hayes.
Come on, pick some good music.
Is it Bing Crosby?
Wow, this is
an annihilation.
Let's be honest, I do not know the answers. Like, put that on the line. I'm not making
no, there's
this
no,
kind of stuff
there's
up.
There's
no
nonsense,
fix here.
Yeah.
It's my question.
Jonas Siegel.
No, it's mine, isn't it?
Oh, okay, sorry.
I stole that from him.
Hazy B, which singer's real name is Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanata?
I'm pretty... She's already been answered, like a part of the past, isn't it? No?
No.
I think.
Sorry, say that again.
Which singer's real name is Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanata?
Is it Lady Gaga?
You're the real MVP.
Oh my God.
I was going to say Madonna.
I thought honestly. It was Gwen Stefani.
No, I think that's her real handle.
That's her real name.
It's
Jonas,
a great name.
In the human body, what is the hallux? H-A-L-L-U-X, the hallux.
What is happening here? This is like when we play trivia and you ask Jeff, like,
dude,
what are the provinces?
I'm literally asked the grappler. I'm going one. I'm not
blaming you. I'm blaming the grappler.
Bad coin
anyway.
Toss.
I have no idea.
Wrong.
This guy's such an idiot here.
The hallux.
On the part of the human body.
I am in trouble here. Is it the heel?
Wrong. You're fake news.
This guy's such an idiot
the
here.
The big toe.
The big toe. Okay.
Two toe questions?
Yep.
Okay,
oh,
hit me.
A couple celebrating their crystal wedding anniversary have been married for how many years?
Ooh, I don't know that. Crystal.
You have a lifeline to Al's brother behind the glass.
Al's brother? Do you know this one? I'm going to go to Al's brother on this.
30?
Wrong.
How about 10?
Wrong.
Correct answer is 15.
15? I didn't know there was a 15. Okay, there you go. Al's brother sewering both of us. Jonas, you're up.
What is the name of Batman's butler?
Oh, I know this. Why can't Alfred?
Yes,
God. On the board.
Thank you.
Brian Hayes, which movie features the song Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead?
Easy. Joke.
The Wizard of Oz.
You the real MVP.
Jonas Siegel, the Statue of Liberty was given to the U.S. by which country?
I believe that's France.
Having the time of his
Jonas
life.
Now we're heating up.
Jonas is on a heater. Not complaining about the questions anymore.
They're
Hazy
pretty bad.
C. Which of the planets is closest to the sun?
Oh, I know this.
I think I know.
Venus?
No.
Wrong.
Mercury.
Correct.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble. I am in big trouble. Jonas, you're up.
Which planet has the highest mountain, Earth or Mars?
I like that there's multiple planet questions. I'll say Mars.
Having the time of his life.
That's such an easy question. There's
Hazy
two options.
Hazy C. Who was the president during World War I?
Uh-oh.
You are going Kershaw.
I think I know it.
This event. You're Kershaw.
Woodrow Wilson.
That's right.
Yeah. You're the real MVP.
Good job.
Man, that's a good answer.
I had to reach.
Jonas, who was the Canadian Prime Minister during World War I?
You're done. And that's an embarrassment as a Canadian.
I don't think I know it.
Yeah, as a Canadian, you have to know this.
World War I. Well, it wasn't Brian Mulroney. I know
you
that.
You can go to Al's brother behind the glass.
No, he's been used. He is useless.
You get one more each Al's brother option.
He doesn't know. Look at him shaking his head. He doesn't want to be implicated
he's
in this.
He's still an option. Al's brother behind the glass can help you.
I don't think he knows.
Al's brother?
Diefenbaker?
Dude, stop it.
All right.
He looked that up.
He's wrong.
Yeah, I know.
No, God.
Do you know?
I have no
You're
idea.
You're carving Al's brother, and you don't. You
I
don't
was going to say Diefenbaker myself.
No, it was God. Robert, my man, Borden. Robert.
Bob Borden.
Bobby Borden.
Should have known that.
Who's up here?
AZB? Yeah. How many more are we doing here?
One more each. One more each.
What's the score, though? Like, have you been keeping tabs?
Yeah. Well, and so just so I'm clear, we're not including that first segment, right? That was just a
no,
trial.
No, get rid of that.
All right. So, Brian, you are up 6-4.
Whoa.
Okay. So, okay.
One more each. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Who was the Canadian Prime Minister during World War II?
What is...
I'm just reading the question.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just...
Lester B. Pearson.
This guy's such an idiot here.
That's not true.
I thought I had that one.
I don't think I know.
You can use Al's brother behind the glass.
No, he's out.
Let's give him a shot. Al's brother, take it home.
Pretty sure it was William Lyon Mackenzie.
Wow.
From the top
Jonas
belt.
John back Smoltz on coming track.
In. Wow.
Jonas, you can tie it up here.
This is awesome. Here we go.
Which U.S. store chain is named after the first mate in Moby Dick?
I never read Moby Dick, but I can just guess a chain. Macy's?
Wrong.
No, God.
Uh-oh.
Target?
No, God.
Doesn't matter. I won anyway.
That's
it's
right.
Over.
What was the answer?
Starbucks.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
So we have not read Moby Dick. We don't know anything about Canadian politics.
But Al's brother stole the show.
Al's brother comes over the top rope.
Just a flying cross hook to Jonas's chin.
Wow.
Oh, to your chin.
That was mine. I took that one right off the chin.
So we've got Hazy B with the win?
Yeah, it's over.
Looks like I need
final
masters.
Score 6-5.
6-5. Well, you lose with him too. You're a loser.
Yeah, you have not won anything.
I've been on a tough road.
That is a real shame.
That is Jones. Tough sledding.
Yeah. I did beat you.
That's the first time I've ever actually we've been involved like as a team.
We've never lost. You've never lost.
Yeah. I feel very confident when it comes to
We
trivia.
Did a group of us did go out in the playoffs last year in Boston and we did win at
really?
Bar. Yeah.
Oh, I saw you post a pic about that.
Yeah, we won.
Well, that's impressive.
Oh. Better question.
You got to bring it on this show, man. Under the bright lights, radio, TV, podcast, web. This is where it matters.
I don't think I'm buckling. I just don't think I'm very good.
Yeah, maybe that's what the conclusion is in the end.
That's it.
Yeah. You're Dave Roberts trying to manage a game 5 at home.
You're Joe Kelly. You're Kershaw. You're Roberts. You're all of it.
Yeah. And I am Juan Soto. Just laying heat on you.